One snap in and the St. Louis Rams were already down a touchdown to the Redskins, but the Rams rallied in the second half to beat the Skins 31-28. The Skins gave up a 21-6 halftime lead.
Mm. Joining us live now, WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. Yes, we're still recovering. How did this go so wrong, George?
Well, how much time do we have here? Where do we start with this?
Talk fast.
Well, there's a lot of blame to go around. There's no question on this. I mean, you talk about the defense having a 2-touchdown lead in the second half. Yes, they did lose Carricker and Arakpo and Josh Wilson. That is huge. That is definitely huge. But, you know, it didn't look like they made many adjustments on defense. Another blocked punt. A missed assignment on special teams. Josh Morgan losing his cool late in the game. Granted, you can say all you want. They should not have been in that position late in the game for that to affect. But they were. So you still can't lose your cool. I mean, there is blame to go around for Josh Morgan, too.
Absolutely. How do you think the team bounces back from this? This is a kind of a tough early season loss against a team they've struggled against before.
Yeah, there's no question. And they you know, to a man, they're all saying afterwards yesterday and even this morning that it's maybe a good thing that it happens this early. They can actually learn from it. And they look at the tape and they see, you know, Mike Shanahan stressed, you got to keep your poise in situations like this. And I think we can all just hope that maybe the regular referees get back in a couple of weeks. But that's besides the point. But they need to learn from it and move on. You made mistakes, but you also saw some good things from the offense, too. Let's not forget that, what we saw from Robert Griffin III, 2 rushing touchdowns, and then the bomb in stride to Hankerson. So there were some good things out of it, but they just need to learn from it. It happened. You can't forget it, but you need to move on quickly.
So the Redskins made some mistakes. The officiating, not so good. How about the St. Louis Rams? We expected them to roll over, but Jeff Fisher did a pretty good game, pretty good job managing this team, and they came back from a 15-point deficit.
Oh, yeah. Sam Bradford played very well yesterday. There's no question. And Steven Jackson benched after that unsportsmanlike penalty. But that didn't seem to affect anything. I mean, Amendola, he had an unbelievable day. That's where I would like to see and hear what Jim Haslett has to say as far as the adjustments and why they've stayed in the zone. They stayed in the zone a lot yesterday instead of going man up, which they did in against New Orleans. So I like to hear some of those adjustments. But no, Jeff Fisher's got those guys believing. I mean, that's why he's there. It was a chippy game both ways, but the Rams were playing. You know, they had an attitude about him yesterday, and you see that's what Jeff Fisher done. They were at home. It was their home opener. They hadn't won their home opener in 5 tries, so it was a good game for St. Louis yesterday. But it's still a game that the Redskins have a 2-touchdown lead in the second half you have to put away.
Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
This bugged me yesterday. I turned to everyone, and I said, here we go again. Coach Shanahan called that timeout before the field goal that the Rams missed.
I knew I was going to get that from you today.
And then he gets a second try at it. He makes the field goal. Well, wait a minute. That was the margin of difference. Can we put that call in the round file?
That's Mike Shanahan's move. He does that. He does it. I mean, it works. It doesn't work. And it seems like it.
Can somebody run the numbers on that and find out how often it works?
That is a good question. That would be something to go back and see how many times that does succeed or not. But yeah, he called the timeout late. He missed the field goal. And you knew he was going to make it, right? You knew he was going to make it.
The second time.
Back. Sure.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Murphy's Law. All right. Thanks, George.
All right.
WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. He'll be doing a webcast on the Redskins on WTOP.com at 1 o'clock.
Your chance to sound off at George for an hour.